Impact Investing Solutions presents.
Ben, I have a very serious question. Are you a fan of Superman?
Of course. He can fly, sleep among the clouds. He stands for justice and equality. He fights the bad guys and saves the world all the time.
I see. That's, of course, extraordinary what a Superman can do. But don't you think that in our fast-changing and competitive world, we are craving to become extraordinary, craving to become Superman or a Superwoman, and want to save the world? But we forget that being a man is super, that being a woman is super, being a very ordinary human is super.
What can the ordinary humans do?
Ordinary humans, I mean very, very ordinary humans, they are kind to each other. They are generous. They have compassion to others. They feel their hearts and see beauty and love in the eyes that are looking back. They take care of the nature because they understand that the nature provides all for them to thrive. And they remember, it's very important actually, I don't know if you do remember, that it's only very limited time that they have on this planet. They remember that they are mortal. Do you realize you're mortal? Yeah? Okay, good. And so they come empty-handed, and that they will leave this planet empty-handed. So they give to others and they serve others. And that's why every day, not someday in the future, every single day, they are happy.
Wait. Everyone wants to be happy. Your happiness recipe seems to be so easy to follow. Why aren't all the people doing that?
Well, there is a very short word for that. And people hate hearing about it. You know what it is? Ego. Ego. It strongly protects every human being from the true happiness by driving the attention not to a human part, the heart, but to outside world, craving for materialistic things. But today, it is a very special show where we want to thank all humans, true ordinary humans we met on our way and who lightened it for us and projects that we are supporting.
So as the year gracefully draws to a close, it's a moment to immerse ourselves in retrospection. We are elated and deeply grateful for your enduring companionship throughout this journey. Our heartfelt thanks goes out to you, our cherished viewers and partners, for being the bedrock of our accomplishments.
So today, we wanted to share with you the most funny, touching, and inspiring moments of the year.
So yeah, for me, of course, what I'm proud of is the laws that we passed, you know, because it's now, that's three laws, it's really changed a lot in the life of domestic worker, the life of child laborer, the trafficking, but of course there's so much still need to be done when it comes to implementation. I'm also proud of the, you know, of the task forces that being replicated by the government now. It's now in place and it's working. I'm so happy with that. But on the top of everything is that the smile, the success stories of the girls from victims to become victors, and now they are leaders in their own field, and they are the source of pride of their family, and they are full of hope. And sorry, every time I talk to them,
I can't be mad. I'm constantly holding it back, you know, already the whole TV shows. We can just relax and be in the right together here, you know.
I think above everything is that the life of survival, the change, the smile of this little ones, the 18 years old, the 1 year old, if you see them smiling and dancing, and you know, yeah, For me, that's
all what the world is needing, I think. It's all what our world is needing. Compassion. Compassion and love.
Yeah.
I have another amazing question for you, Maya, because, you know, when I first traveled to UAE as a woman, I was not sure how my experience will be, but it was very positive. So I felt that gender equality is actually not at all an issue in your country. And so can you maybe give some concrete examples? How do you implement this UN SDG on gender equality and women empowerment? I see a lot going on this topic in your country right now.
I'd like to change it a little bit, which I also did the same thing when I was a chief guest invited and wrote to the B20 G20 in India, because India is hosting the G20 today. Yeah. It's also on YouTube. This is coming from our religion, and we believe in fairness between the men and women, to be honest with you. So I know a lot of people use the word equality. I personally believe, and as a believer, I believe it's not about equality, it's about how being to be fair. And that's why you don't see, I have not seen, at least to my knowledge, I've managed even thousands of people through my careers. We have never differentiated between men and women, where it comes to job, whether it is coming to salaries. And I was staggered to get to know that pay equality is not there in the Western world. And I was working on an international organization, to be honest with you. Yeah. We don't face that problem. We don't have that problem. So we're wondering why the people are talking about it, but we don't have this problem over here. So it emanates from our faith perspective. So we make sure that we treat everybody on a fair basis. And that's why we don't have such problem for women. If you look at our cabinets, the ministers, two things you will realize. Most of them are very young. We're making sure to make sure that the country is young in terms of its thinking and progression. Most of our ministers are mid-30s, by the way. There are certain ministers who are in 20s, by the way. And we have enough female representatives as ministers, young, energetic, very strong, and we're blessed to have them to be over there. So we don't have that issue of women, what do you call it, equality? We call it, I call it fairness.
Bruh. That's great.
And you also forgot the age factor. In our side of the world, it's generally everybody's 70 plus in the leadership role, which is really
and 80% men.
And men.
You know, every single animal is important to me, everyone. But last year, we got a dog who had no face. The entire face had been eaten up by maggots. And if you see the picture, which I'll send you if you like, the whole thing was just crawling with beasties, you know, maggots. And he had no face. There were no eyes. There was nothing. And anybody else would have put him to sleep. So we put him into the home. We took out the maggots one by one and then put him into somebody's house instead of the hospital. And slowly, the face came back. He healed. And even an eye came back. And now he watches television. He's out of home. He loves everybody. He loves it. He can't somehow believe his luck, you know? But it made me believe how strong and how resilient, how much animals want to live. Imagine a human being whose entire face had been eaten with maggots. He would have killed himself.
Yeah.
But animal wants to live. No face or no face. You know, we were feeding him through here because he had no face, he had no mouth.
Yeah.
So
I can't imagine.
They're not only are they sentient, but they are so much more in love with the earth than we are.
Yep.
I don't think I'd be too bad if I died, because all I'm pain, and my sense of attachment to my life is limited. But I see this animal in total desperate need, and he's still fighting.
Yeah.
You know, the cow that you're taking for slaughter, the goat, you imagine how much they love being alive and how we kill them. In my constituency house, I had 200 chickens, which we rescued from various illegal chicken shops. And when they come, they develop personalities. One of them is called Shit, because he likes shooting all the others. So they become exactly like human beings. You have them flirting, you have them telling lies, you have them That you have alpha chickens. You have the one, you know, when I hold a, when people come and see me on the table outside and I'm talking to them, one chicken will definitely jump on the table and take part in the conversation.
As we scale up, the funding is really important. Also, we want to work with organizations who believe in the cause and are, you know, focused on climate solutions, focused on impact investing, focused on nature-based products, because we believe that in order for us to really create change, we need to align with like-minded individuals. Hence Alliance. Like, we really strongly believe that it's not just going to be one person or one organization. It's going to be all of us.
Richard, what has been outcomes been on students? What have you noticed? How did they change?
Well, I think we noticed two things. The first is because, as you've highlighted, the learning is really interesting and just a great way to learn. They're very motivated. So it's combining the academic with the practical, with the applied, and they really enjoy it. So it's the motivational factor, happy children learning in really interesting ways. So that's a really big plus. I think the other thing is this message of the language, because when children start to articulate harmony, they start to speak in a different language. And for me, that's the most amazing thing, to talk to children about what does this principle mean to you? What does it mean for our world? They really get it. So they start to speak a different language. So it sounds maybe quite a big thing to say, but I actually hope that this next generation will grow up with a different language to articulate their place in the world, what they can do in the world, and how they can work together.
We still have a food, we still have a right to live, and it's nobody has a right to stop basics need for people who are just innocent and ordinary people.
Yeah,
that's why I admire that you are in Artsakh, Ruben. I'm sure you could be anywhere else in the world if you wanted to. So what's your why? Why are you there? What's the reason?
The reason was I felt that the crisis was already visible last year because Azerbaijan was doing salami strategy, slowly was pushing and creating more and more problems. And I said, you know, I'm quite a successful business person and I made a lot of philanthropic projects. I did a lot of social impact investment. I did a lot of things. I'm a happy person with a family. I have 4 kids, a lovely wife. And I can live my life, like you said, absolutely correctly, any part of the world. And I have a lot of friends. I did a lot of projects in, I'm a board member of Brazilian Business School. I have a project in Hong Kong. I can be in the United States, in Europe, in Russia. But I said, when the time has come, you need to make your choice. Are you with your own nation? Are you with your own homeland and your country which you belong or not? And this is a tough decision because all of us has a lot of challenges, problems, plans and projects. But time has come and you said, what is more important for you? Your own personal happy life or your readiness to do something for your own nation? And you know, a choice is not easy, but it's normal. Like I said, it's not nothing heroic here. It's just when it's time is come, everyone needs to make his own decision between what is important for you. And for me, it was important to stay with my own nation, with my people, and also give them feeling that we're not alone. It was very important. My move to Artsakh was very well received by many people who didn't know about me, but they, because they felt they're not, they love me. Somebody came and stayed with them. That's why it was symbolic, but it was important. I'm not alone. Hundreds of people told me that they also want to move here to Artsakh as soon as the road will open, because it's part of the, I think, normal behavior.
Sheila, can you please share with us also how can our audience support Artsakh? What can they do?
Well, spread the word and, you know, use the power, I think, of whatever social media outlet that you're on to spread that word. It's that, I think, is our most powerful currency of the day. If anybody wants to get even more involved, I mean, there are many, many ways, either contributing to humanitarian causes, calling on humanitarian organizations or international organizations, their governments especially, to act and there's a wide array, but I think the most important element is the most dangerous thing that can happen to the Armenians of Artsakh right now is that they would be forgotten. So if there is space in your audience's hearts and minds to keep a little place for them and not to forget them, that would be already enough. But yeah, so tweet, retweet, stand by us.
Yeah, that for sure they can do. And what about a big call to action message for global leaders in politics, in business, in whatever positions they are in the world who can really do something? What would you say to them?
Sanction Azerbaijan. Sanction Azerbaijan.
Thank you, Shayla, for being with us today on such a short notice. And we do our best to make the peace back, coming back to this place, because, I mean, we only thrive when people around are also happy. You cannot build your happiness on the ruin of life of other people.
Yes, thank you so much for saying that, and thanks for having me today.
Thank you very, very much. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Questions. How can our audience support you?
Well, I'm sending the eyes in right away. There is where we want to support. We need to support. And it's more a support that I think is also an ethical support and a moral support, because I think it's time to change, and that is, I believe, the biggest acknowledgement we can also receive, to say, yes, what you guys did is really a good standard, and we believe in that story. Hence, an investor would not be hesitating to invest.
Okay, so our goal is to equip and empower. We don't want handouts. We don't want to just go to a community and say, okay, here's 10 free bags of maize, here's 10 free bags of fertilizer. We want to come in with solutions that are sustainable.
Can normal people like me who have no money just 100 bucks invest into that?
This is very, very important for us. So for both funds, you can buy one unit. So the bond fund is around 80 euro. And the multi-asset funds, the R class, is around 90 euro.
We donate 10 cents per water to fight the global water crisis. And our goal with free water is to get 10% of Americans to save money and drink one free water a day. And we'll donate more than $1 billion to charity.
Wow, so many ordinary humans on our planet, isn't it?
And more of them we met in the United Arab Emirates this year. And it has been truly colorful, challenging, multicultural, full of contrast and powerful energy, which inspired the birth of the great vision that we have.
Yes, the World Impact Center has a vision for mankind and Mother Nature to thrive. And now there is no way back, no backup plan, only going forward and making it happen.
And for those who hear it for the first time, the World Impact Center and its visionary initiative aims to catalyze a paradigm shift, fostering harmony between humanity and nature, addressing critical issues like climate change, food and water security, energy transition, and biodiversity preservation. The center aligns its objectives with the United Nations 17 Sustainable Development Goals.
So presently, discussions with potential investors, partners are ongoing to gather the necessary funding and resources to realize our collective vision for the World Impact Center. Should you wish to become happy, so to explore your human side and become giving and generous and support the World Impact Center, please reach out to us. Even during Christmas, even during the New Year, we are here.
To create thriving societies and restore the nature on our planet. The First World Impact Center.
It will unite the ecosystem, contributing to the United Nations SDGs, and enable a paradigm shift towards impact investing, creating endless benefits for future generations and the planet.
In parallel to these endeavors, we were planting seeds of knowledge throughout the year, teaching about impact investment, impact measurement, and fundraising online and offline, attended by hundreds, serves as a testament to our dedication. So what is impact investing for those who are new to it. So quick definition from our founder, Sweta. So impact investments are investments made with an intention to generate positive, measurable, social and environmental impact.
Impact measurement is all about gaining insights into the real changes or impact brought about by organizations' actions. So, as a business, our focus is on measuring how we improve the lives of our customers.
We believe the big journey and the big bang of impact is yet to come.
To round the year, we extend heartfelt wishes for success in all your endeavors, prosperity, and deep impact in your businesses and investments. We wish you health and love, also, of course, for your families. Thank you again to all who has been watching and supporting us.
Your unwavering support has been the cornerstone of our achievements, dear friends. Thank you for being the indispensable part of our journey.
And of course, it's not hard to act. Just give your heart to impact.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year
to all on our planet. See you next year.